different aspects of Purim in the course of this discussion. I am compelled to address the first issue because many people spoke to me about it today, including Rabbi Yisrael Feld, Shlita, and he discussed with me the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin, famous Gemara, where the Gemara says that Chayv Adam Libsume Bepuraya Ad Lo Yoda Ben Ar Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. Now the little translation of that text, Chayv Adam, which word is the most striking word of this expression? Libsume. Now Libsume, you probably, I assume, have some knowledge of the Hebrew language. And in Hebrew, you would translate this word, the psume, as lehit basem. What is the shorish of that term? Besume? I'm sorry? Bosem. What does bosem mean?
Perfume.
Perfume. A person is obligated to become perfumed on Purim. That's what we're talking about. Chayv adam lipsume bipuraya adelo yada ben arham lebarach mordechai. The problem is that Rashi, on the spot, does not translate it that way. Rashi translates it as lehishtaker. That word we also are familiar with. Someone asked me today, what does that mean, lehishtaker? So, you know, I have a lot of cute aspects to me. So I translated the word differently. How else would you translate the word lehishtaker other than to become intoxicated? Why?
Get inebriated.
Inebriated as opposed to the other term that you use, which I'm not familiar with. What?
Does it have to be with a chah?
That's the question. So I played with the person who asked me the question, and he got very frustrated with me. But Rashi says, Lishtaker b'yayin. Rashi says on the spot, to become drunk with wine. But as you know, there are two levels of shichus. The Gemara discusses a few places in Shas. Shichus shanoach and shichus shalot. One was a bit more severe than the other. Which one is the more severe? Which one of the two people I'm talking about, Noach, who became drunk? The pasuk says in the parsha, right after the Mabul, Vayachal Noach isha adama vayita koren, vayesh min hayayin vayishkor. That's the term that we're referring to, thank you. Thank God we're down to two. Vayesh, last year they had, if you remember those who saw the video, I think I must have had about 28 cups of water. We had a shiloh today, Rabbi Averick, but there's an Issa Bal Tashkis with reference to water. So some have the position, this is not counted in the time, some have the position that Bal Tashkis, if the food is Shirayim, left over, that's not Bal Tashkis. You know how much food is left over, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but I imagine even your own homes. I'm sure your mothers are pretty medactic about this. But is there an Issa Bal Tashkis with reference to mashke, beverages, water, H2O, whatever it may be? So I want you to tell me the answer by the end of the shiur. I'm sure Rabbi Abu will always tell me, but before we get to him in this matter, so back in the word, the Hishtaker, so Rashi said, Hishtaker b'yayim, and the Gemara, as you know, then tells us an anecdote, a famous anecdote. The Gemara says, Rabbi and Rabbi Zera ate their Purim Suda together, Rabbi became intoxicated, and then the Gemara says, Vishachte the Rabbi Zera. You recall that Gemara? How did you translate it? Wow. The English leaves a lot to be desired, but that's a separate story. Slaughtered him up. Okay. But he meant correct. He meant correct in that. He shechted it, basically. That's one interpretation, as you probably know. And then the Gemara said the following day, he davened to Hashem, and Rabbi Zera was resuscitated. And the following year, Rabbi Zera once again asked, Rabbi asked Rabbi Zera to join him for the Purim Suda, and his answer is a classic one, Lav kol yom misvachesh nisa. Not every day does a miracle occur. Literally, I'm talking about Tchias HaMeisim. So, in other words, he refused to dine with him on the second Purim because of the famous principle in Halacha, Ein Tzeim Chama Al Nes. You can't rely on miracles, especially we're talking about an overt Nes, one of a rather miraculous kind of nature. Now, there are Rishonim who assume, I think this we discussed with Rabbi Averick, the Baal HaMor actually, Kol Tzav Ein Refaim, he interpreted the Gemara in a very literal kind of way. However, there are others, the Marsha and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, do not interpret the Gemara literally. So how else can you possibly interpret the Gemara? Kom Rabba v'shachte the Rab Zera. So Shin and Samach undergo metathesis. That you have Osios Mischalfos. The letters interchange. Sachte the Rab Zera. What did he do? Schita is the Toldo of Dash. What did he do? He squeezed it. Now the question is, what does that mean exactly? What does it mean that he squeezed it? So I'm not going to get into that right now, but as I said, is this halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch? The answer is yes. The Mechaber quotes this halacha. And the Ramah, in his glosses, not glasses, glosses. The Rama has Ha'oros on the Mechaber, you probably know. You know the Rama, my good friend Rabbi Isseles? So Rabbi Isseles, in his Ha'oros to the Mechaber, to Rabbi Yosef Karo, he has a very fascinating comment, and I follow the Rama. He cites the Rambam, and he says, Yishteh Yosef Mechdei Limudo, we already went through this as well, you drink a bit more than what you're accustomed to, so I happen to be, by nature, a teetotaler. They don't speak English here. That's one of the problems.
We're in Israel.
They don't speak Hebrew either. So the question is, what language do they speak? And as I said, yo hablo español muy poco. And they don't speak that either. And I do have some Latin and Greek, but it would not be helpful here either. So what shall we do, Aaron? That's not a bad idea. But the fact of the matter is that the Rama says you should drink a bit more than what you're accustomed to drink, and then you should go to sleep. And as a result of falling into somnolence, you'll be mekayim ad lo yada ben arham le baruch Mordechai. That's what it says in the Rambam. That's what I do. So I don't drink bichlal. I only drink, I think I've mentioned this many times, I make kiddush on grape juice all the time, with the exception of two different days in the course of the year. On Pesach night, I drink wine, 3.4% alcohol, which is called yayin kal. My balabatim used to call, and one of them speaks Yiddish very well, Reuter Wasser, red water, because he considers it to be a joke. But I do it because of Rashbam, twice in Shas. Rashbam in Avraham Sochem says you have to drink mashka meshaker, a mashka that can cause you to become intoxicated. Grape juice doesn't really do the job. And there's Rashbam about Wasser as well, and the pasuk of Hasech Nesach Sheikhol Hashem. So because of that, that's what I do, I drink. And but there's no mitzvah to get drunk on Pesach, as you're quite aware of that, I assume. The other time that I drink wine is on Purim. Not at night time. The Gemara says, "Suras Purim Shasa Balayla Lo Yasa Dechavasa." Shenema, you may wish to receive Chaksi. This one just finished. I barely opened up my mouth. Anyway, let's give me a chance a little bit. 1 second. So during the night time, I heard from Avraham Soloveitchik Zatzal many years ago. I have a written tshuva from him. I asked him in his 60s to write me a tshuva about someone who gets drunk at night. And he told me how many surim there are. I said, "Yoiver, if you drink at night on Purim." Besides Kedoshim Tiyu, and Nachapori Surim, I don't want to get into that right now, but that's what Rabban Tzol mentions, that's what he held. So I'm just mentioning this because the Bi'a Alocha, the Mishnah Berurah and Bi'a Alocha, this is what I discussed with Rabbi Feld, Rabbi Sol Feld, that the Mishnah Berurah, right there, Bi'a Alocha, that's Kedai to learn that Bi'a Alocha. I'm supposed to do that, Jacob. Sorry. Here you are. I'm supposed to learn that with you. I'm going to try to do it for Purim. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'a Alocha, he is troubled by this aspect of the mitzvah of Purim, which runs counter to the entire ethos of Chazal. How do I translate ethos, Rabbi Abrick? Correct, the entire tone of Chazal that disparage drunkenness. Chazal are not happy about people who become drunk, because please have more. You could have more now. If you were worried about, I think I told you the story already, once I did find some cookies in my house, and I ate one, and it was very good. And then I decided I have to have a second. Then I said to myself, I'm not sure what the shear is. So I decided to have three or four more. And then I said to myself, listen, if my wife finds out, so I have to, 1 moment. So it wasn't possible to kiss it, although the Yeshua, oh, you're welcome to stop it, but don't worry about it. That's what happened at the end. But I wanted to remove the evidence, so I ate the whole thing. Anyway, so I'm just, Chazal disparaged drunkenness. They don't find drunkenness to be something that we should, which is to be in any way, shape, matter, or form, that's not something which is the ideal. It should not be idolized. So the Chafetz Chaim points out that the simple reason why we dafka do it, because many of the nisim of Purim occur through how? Through the medium of wine. Dafka through the medium of yayin, and we know that the parting of Vashti, of Esther, of Haman, so that's why we become, Avi, inebriated.
Inebriated?
Yes. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bi'a Alocha, if it's going to lead to any negative consequences, namely, that a person will miss Tumas Mincha, miss Maariv, or any other act of levity, it should be shunned. What does it mean, shunned? Double N. S-H-U-N-N-E-D. Correct, what Sally said. It's very interesting that the Rambam, Brisk has always pointed this out, the Rambam actually, when the Rambam brings this Alocha, the Mishnah Torah, and also Rabbi Yisrael Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, they should have included this as a separate din, as a separate halacha. Where do they bring it? Under what heading? Under what rubric? The Rambam quotes his halacha, the Mechaber as well, under the din of Sugras Purim. So that's the mashmos, that they understand that this is something that should be done to enhance the Suda Purim, and that's where the drinking should take place, as opposed to stam drinking. And there's a very famous briskulav, our salvation is called the briskulav. Actually, the one who really spells this out very nicely is the Sefer Emek Bracha. You're familiar with that Sefer. You should be familiar with that Sefer. The most beautiful sperm, one of the Talmidim of briskulav, who unfortunately and tragically passed away at a very young age, I think he was 36, when he passed away, Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik. And he has a tremendous Talmud Chacham, unbelievable Lamdin. And so he points out, in the name of the briskulav, there's a chiddush between Simchas Yom Tov and the mitzvah Simcha and Purim. Simchas Yom Tov, what's the mitzvah? How do you mean kind of mitzvah? Ain't Simcha Ela? Basav Yayin. Correct. That's the halacha. The Gemara says it many times. Even though the Rebbe Shavua also points out over there that we can't be mekayim. Let me just, as I said, a few moments, if you don't mind. Ain't Simcha Basav Yayin, that even though we don't have Psar Shalom today, so we can't be mekayim of mitzvah, but I am makbid, and this is the third time I'm makbid to drink. Namely, every day of Yom Tov, I drink a Revias of Yayin. Why? Because of this halacha of Ein Simcha L'Vasav Yayin. And that's a din d'oraisa. And I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. I heard it myself from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal in 1983 when I met him. I heard it from Rav Rudemin Zatzal, Roshiva Nerisel. I met him also once. And I heard it from Nisa Malpet, and I actually, one of the many sessions of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, also heard the same psak. So it's a very clear halacha. So of course, this is one of the halachas that you undoubtedly enjoy. Ain't simple of us. Let me just, if you don't mind, just give me a few more minutes. And but the briskulav has the following distinction. This is what Pomeranchik quotes in the Sefer, that the briskulav is mechala between the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov in general and all Yom Tovim and the dinner of Simchas Purim. And he said the following, that essentially, and this fits with Soloveitchik's, of course, one of his favorite themes. And that is to say, if you take a look in the Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov, so there the Rambam quotes the din of Simchas Yom Tov. He brings the din. Rasul used to tell us that in Europe, the minhag was many people got married on the marriage took place on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Why did they do that? Well, they would invite the entire city, the entire town was invited to the wedding, and this way there's the din of Simcha, a mitzvah Simcha Daraisa by Chasana, and they would invite all the aniyim, and people just didn't have the wherewithal to even take care of Shabbos, and so they'd be invited to the chasana, and this way they'd be able to kind of mitzvah of Simchas chasana, which is like a Yom Tov, al Pidin, that's in Gemara Ksubis. They'd be kind of the din of Simcha of a chasana. At the same time, the real mitzvah of Simcha is not just the Sameach as a keres shalcha, Simchas a keres, but rather to Sameach acherim, to invite those who are not, who unfortunately are indigent, are impoverished, are poor, don't have the wherewithal to be kind of mitzvah of Simcha. You invite them, so this way the whole city came to the chasana, came to the Sudas chasana. The wedding took place on Erev Shabbos. It didn't take place on Shabbos itself. Don't be chayshid. They knew the Mishnah and Beitzah. You also knew the Din of Shulchan Aruch. They're quite familiar with halachas. Anyway, I'm saying all this because, again, the mitzvah really of Yom Tov, the Maisa mitzvah is eating basar and drinking wine. But what is the Kiyum mitzvah? The Kiyum mitzvah, you know what Maisa and Kiyum, that you know by now? The Kiyum mitzvah is the inner joy that one should feel, because on Yom Tov, the presence of Hashem is so overwhelming, so overarching, and so overpowering, more than it is on Shabbos. Shabbos is no mitzvah simcha. Absolutely, another one of his favorite topics. There's a Tesin Ksubis, there's also Sifrei. Yom Simchaschem, the Sifrei says, Zewa Shabbos. Yom Simchaschem refers to Shabbos. But the Pashtun, there's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. The Rishon Tesin Malkut, and it points out that, is there a din of Shiva that becomes null and void on Shabbos? Of course not. Shabbos is Eilu L'minyan Shiva. The 7 days, it's true, you don't have Avelos for Hesia, you have a Metzina, but there is Avelos. Mashekin on Yom, there's no Avelos. Taisim Maikon points out because of the Din of Simcha. The Din of Simcha and Avelos cannot go together, cannot coexist. The Gemara says in Maikon that Osi Yaseh the Rabbim, Bedochi Yaseh the Yochin. Comes the Yaseh the Rabbim, namely what I say, the Yaseh the Rabbim is Doicha, the Yaseh the Yochin. What's the Yaseh the Yochin? The Savachim Chagecha is overridden. Rashi calls the Posse Yimio, Abel Yochin, Asiloch. You're supposed to. And all of us supposed to practice Nihugi Amelos. But let me just finish the point of the Briskulov. So the Briskulov says on Yom Tov that you had this concept, shall we say, which is the inner joy, there has to be inner joy. So, for example, what's the din about women? What are you supposed to do in Hashem when you get married? You're supposed to buy for your wife. What are you supposed to buy for her?
Nice clothes.
Correct, nice clothes. That's a din daraisa. I say this every single Yom Tov to the Balabatim, the Mechuyim, to, and usually women call me up and say, oh, wow, thank you, Harav. I'm not joking. This happens come out every Yom Tov. I have been doing it for approximately 45 years. I've been a Rav for 45 years. Anyway, so that's what I do. I tell them, to the Kai Medin Daraisa, and children, what do you give them? What does Gemara say? The players are going. But today, that's not, shall we say, it's not going to go anywhere. You buy them, what's that called, that car? A Lamborghini?
Have to give him an iPhone.
An iPhone? Anyway, so in those, again, the Maisa Mitzvah is whatever you give out to these people. I'm just finishing. I'll say, because there you have a few hands before you. And but the Kiva Mitzvah is the Simcha Pnimis that you want to actually go ahead and give. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying all this, because the wine or the clothing or the candies are only, I'll call them a means to this ultimate inner joy that these people should have, namely your wife and your children and the like. And this is borne out by the Medrash on Shir Hashirim. It's a famous Medrash. You probably learned Shir Hashirim. There are a few Sfaradim Tahorim sitting right now in the class. I think you do Shir Hashirim. That's what he told me, the Sfaradim Yeshiva. I do Shir Hashirim on Friday night. I got a kick out of that English. I can't get over it. I do. Okay? He does Shir Hashirim on Friday night, which is good. That's Adah Yom Vasa Hashem Nagila. So the question the Medrash raises is, what does it mean Nagila V'Simcha Bo? Bo means in Hashem's Barach, or does Bo mean in the Yomtiv, on the day of the Yomtiv itself? So the answer, of course, is that the Medrash indicates that it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Simcha we have is the fact that we're connected to Hashem's Barach. Now, in Mark comes the distinction is Purim. Purim, it doesn't have this Maisa Mitzvah, Kiyama Mitzvah. Purim is not brisk. Every other day is brisk, except for Purim. So the brisk go up, what happens on Purim? Purim basically, what's the halacha? Partying! That is the Nisa Mitzvah, that's the Kiyama Mitzvah, it all merges into one. We are obligated to party on Purim. And I assume you probably know the Rambam actually points out Hilchos Yom Tov, when he mentions the Din of Simchas Yom Tov, he says that one should not be drawn after wine. When a person drinks wine on Yom Tov, she should not be drawn after wine, but rather, what should you be drawn after? You think you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. He writes over there that drunkenness does not characterize Simcha, but rather, what is it? Hololos. I don't know if I've got the Lashon HaRambam that he uses over there, but he speaks about hololos, he talks about levity and boisterousness and foolishness and the like. So obviously, the Rambam says from here, you have to know the avoda of Yom Tov is an avoda of Simcha. That's a very important avoda. But obviously, there's no din that a person is supposed to go ahead and get drunk. On the contrary, it probably is also to get drunk on Yom Tov if he is dieting. Probably is not permissible to get drunk on Yom Tov. You'll not be allowed to do so. But I just want to mention in that context, just as I said, by way of introduction to the topic I really want to talk about, which I hope I'll get to, and that is that Chazal say, as you know, Nichnas Yayin, Yotzo So. Translate that. The wine goes in, and what comes out? That's what I want to talk about today, shortly. Nichnas Yayin Yotzeh So. But just at a practical level, I'll mention that the parting of Ahasuerus and his cohorts reveal very quickly, how shall I describe it, their shallowness, their vapidity, drunkenness, intoxication, and as a result, what happens? Lascivious desires emerge. And even the story of Vashti, but the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara not a few days, but the Gemara quotes that pasuk, that's when the Gemara discusses the chilik between us and Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam. We begin with Divrei Torah, and we say, Shir v'Shevach to Hashem Yisbarach. How do the non-Jews, shall we say, they eat and drink, they begin with words of tiflos, of vulgarity. And you can tell a teetotaler, a non-teetotaler, by the end products of his drinking. I tell you, I said it a few times, every time I go to Rabbi Nevinson Shlita, Shashem Yarach Yamav, every time I go there on Purim, which I go there many years only on Friday, I can't go there, they have Shabbos, but every single year, is there anything left? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, there is.
So I have some more.
Yeah, there's a lot. No, more time.
What? Okay, go ahead. Take. Do you have any?
What? No.
So you have to be chuyt to have.
What? She thinks that I didn't buy because Rosh Hashanah doesn't have to have.
Thank you very, very much, Ashikach. You can't come to hear the Shia without this. It's a tonight, Kodun the Maisa. You have to have this. Anyway, so I've never told, what it does on Purim is I go there. I've done a lot of things that you would not do. You are more respectful than I am. I think I've told people here that one year I tested him on Sefer Daniel. I asked him, he said, Rav David, I'm the loyal of the Sok Halacha, because I need Shatiti, Revit Yayin. I will, Nabeel, Dvarim Achirim. So I said, I want to tell him, Bechol HaTorah, I'll Sefer Daniel. I want to test him, Sefer Daniel. So I have a big Tanakh, and I'm standing behind that. I Davka asked the big guy to stand in front of me, so he shouldn't see me, that I had a Tanakh. And I asked him, okay, Sharab Yatchil, and I was testing him on the Aramaic chapters. So he read an entire Aramaic chapter by heart. I was flipping out, literally flipping out. After I finish the chapter, then Rav David saw, as expected, he says to me, okay, Rav David, Ashav Ator Shalcha. Now it's your turn. Oh, I had no problem. I have a big Tanakh. He doesn't see me. I start reading. He corrects me on the second word. I couldn't read it from a Tanakh. And then he starts, literally, I'm not joking, this happened about 7, 8 years ago. My wife was there. She can testify to this. He starts singing and dancing, Rabbi David Saul. And how does he dance and sing? He's composing gramin. He knows Kilo, it's my nigga. Da 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 bam bam, the whole business. He starts composing gramin, which consists of weaving sukkim of Tanakh and Rishonim and Gemaras on the spot. You see, Abba Achber used to do that. That's what I heard from Talmidim Abba Achber. I had Rabbeim in the yeshiva, Rabbein Yisrael Chana, who learned by Abba Achber. Anyway, so they told me that's Abba Achber used to do on Purim. There were people who were, had such a genius and such a knowledge of Torah that was so overwhelming. Anyway, the reason why I say all this simply is by way of Hakdama. So there's an obvious distinction between Klal Yisrael and Umos HaOlam. If what emerges in a person drinking are words of vulgarity, immodesty, stupidity, you know what they call that in Yiddish? There's a beautiful expression in Yiddish. A pustakeli. How do I translate that? An empty kli. A kli that is vapid. That is shallow. That is basically molin nechoshim akrabim, full of snakes and scorpions. But if what emerges is a direct Torah, sod Hashem li'reyav, nichnas yayin yotza sod, that obviously is a sign that the person has a reyach shel Torah. I don't know if I mentioned. I heard once from Rav Nevesol, he said a tremendous chiddush. I mentioned it the other day when Rabbi Fredman was here. I don't know if you were here for Rabbi Fredman. Some of you were here. Remember Rabbi Fredman? He's the third guy that spoke. He's Mole-ish, full of fire and brimstone. He and I have been arguing for about 45 years. We have slightly different hashkofas, but anyway, it's fine. No problem at all. So, Evan Sol told me in Rosh Hashanah about the following psak. The Gemara says, you didn't probably know the Gemara. The psak is passing the end of the Megillah. V'imei ha-purim ha'ele, the Gemara dashes in the Megillah. V'imei ha-purim ha'ele lo yavim mitoch ha-yehudim, v'zichum lo yosem mizarim. So the Rambam paskins that kol yimei, all the Mo'adim are going to become bata with the exception of Purim. So I told him, if you remember, that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, yeah, one din will become batel. What din is that? Adlo Yoda. Achidush Godom. Why? Because why do we drink? I think Rabbi Fredman described it. Shana Alf drinking. Shana Alf, they drink. It is completely Adlo Yoda. They have no idea before. They have no idea after. They're holding by Adlo Yoda. Shana Bet drinking. Oh, now they got a shtickle idea. They got some knowledge of Torah. So the Adlo Yoda becomes a bit more significant. Shana Gimel, you remember that's what he said? Quoted by Meshach Shapiro's and Tzadik Debracha. And that's correct, 100% correct. So I'm just going back to what Rabbi Nevinsol quoted from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That deal will become bottle. Because why do people drink? Because they got tzaras. You want to drink away your tzaras. I'm sure you're not like that. You drink away your tzaras in Baba Kama. That's what I saw. A number of times. 1 second, I didn't finish yet. I'm very long-winded. Anyway, so the... So therefore, Lasadavo, there won't be any of these issues. Because what's going to be Lasadavo? Ki malo ha'aretz deyas Hashem kamayim le'yom v'chassim. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman, this day will no longer be relevant. Rabbi Fredman disagreed with me, if you remember. And then we subsequently had another discussion on this topic. Okay, so all this is by way of introduction to what I want to talk about, which is a bit of the Megillah, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. That's what I want to discuss. Okay, what do you want to say, Avi? You seem to... Baruch Hashem. You know, how do you know there were no... No washrooms, no bathrooms in Shushan. It says by Yisapa Koma. Nobody got it. What I'm telling you, no bathrooms in Shushan. My father Shom had only jokes and the Purim jokes. Do you know where the whole story took place? In a swimming pool. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Anyway, I got a few more, but I'm embarrassed to even say it. Yes, go ahead, Abi.
Aaron saw
Matrix
Shuvah against and all the
Isurim.
That's not just on the night of Purim, that's any night.
Of course, he's talking about in general. He held that using drugs is a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu. But he told me the night of Purim, you have drink, there's no mitzvah, there's an Isur of Kedoshim Tiyu based on the Amban and Chumash, and he had some other Isurim as well. I'm just mentioning that.
Okay, so that then. And Roshan mentioned that there's an idea of Simcha Deoraisa by Yom Tov. What's the Makar?
That's the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Ain simcha lo basa v'yayin." So basa we can't be mekayim. Says to be halacha completely, but yayin we can't be mekayim. Anyway, I'm just I'm going on. Oh, you didn't finish.
I've
You're almost as long-winded as I am. Yes.
Buying clothing for your wife.
I want to get the this is just an introduction.
Buying clothing for your wife on Yom Tov. Can you just give her money?
And then to buy clothes, yes. I once did something at the very beginning of my career in marriage, my marriage career. I actually went and thought I should purchase for my wife a garment. And that was not a very wise idea, that's for sure. Now I give her money, a fair amount of it, and she buys what she wishes to purchase herself. Yes, okay, that's correct. Then, that's what the Pesukim say also. May I get to what I want to say?
A couple other things.
So then, so can you ask me after?
The answer is no.
I didn't say that, but I'm very polite, yes?
Was it to drink wine on Shabbos for holding Shabbos?
What's the problem? If that's what you enjoy, Fabos Nish?
Well, there was even made it seem basically.
I don't think you should get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody said to get drunk on Shabbos. But you just told me earlier that you could drink a bottle or two bottles without a problem.
That's crazy.
That's what you said earlier today. And I actually listened to you. You see that?
I can say it.
Can I really, one more thing and that's it?
Last thing, this is regarding, two things regarding Purim.
Yes.
should we be dressing up on Purim? Or can we be Purish with the Minag
Yisrael? G4.
I don't think that's a T4, but I'm just that's a legitimate question. But it's a question that needs some treatment. If you wish, I'll discuss it maybe even tomorrow. I have to say a whole shiur on this.
And then so also the Mirian Chai Adam, don't they write regarding someone who gets drunk that it's mutter as long as you're able to bench and able to daven Mar properly and again go into Shabbos with the right.
And you would have to show me the Lush of the Mirian. I know one thing. The Mirian says that one should not be mafchis es atzmo.
Yeah, yeah. Embarrass themselves or others.
That's what most people do on Purim. You know what's happened in my home on Purim? People have come in and they have expectorated on my carpet or on my floor. Isn't that very nice of them? That's part of the mitzvah simchas Purim. And a few other things have happened. People have behaved in a fashion which is to me unconscionable. But I'm a Litvak and a bit of a Griska. And I have a different perspective on the matter. I, per se, do not get drunk, as I told you. I follow the Ramah. I'm kind of Toyota. The Mitzvah Yom, I try my best. But Rabbi Yudin, earlier today, said, well, it's not true. He came to my house. I was all excited. I know how to put on a good act also. So that's what Chinuch is all about, entertainment. Otherwise, you don't have a chance. That's what Rabbi Shechter told me. He told me he's not as good as I am. He's not. He said, he heard me a few times speak, and then he said, wow, you're a real entertainer. That's why, yeah, he knows Kolat Torah Kula, and I'm an entertainer. Anyway, so I'm not sure there's value to any of that. I want to say the following. The Gemara says, in the famous Gemara, if you have a Megillah, I can show it to you, but I don't have enough time now. I see what's going on here. The Gemara says, Megillah Nikrei Sefer, Nikrei Sigeris. So Rav Soloveitchik said a whole shiur on this, more than one, I heard it. And what's the difference between a Sefer and a Nigeris? Nigeris is a literally, V'nichta Basefer, it becomes part of the Chav Dalad Svarim of Kisei HaKadosh. You're familiar with the fact Chav Dalad Svarim, which you have a chiyuv to learn. You know the Rashi in Brachos in the fourth parak, that Rashi comments on the Gemara. Minu b'neichem min ha'yigoyo. Keep your children away from yigoyo. Says Rashi, Al tagilim b'mikro yesevidai. They should learn too much mikro, too intensely. But mikro you're a chiyuv to know. Tamuchachem of your stature, how can you not learn Chav Dalad Kisei HaKadosh? So when I came there to Israel, I started learning Tanakh about 24 years ago. I try to learn about five times a year. I keep the Tanakh next to me in my car. There's one on my left side, one on my right side. Mimini Michal, this one on Gabriel. Anyway, so I have a Tanakh, and when I usually, when they're up Kakim, so that's when I learn Tanakh. So I go through Tanakh five times a year, just the pshat. Read the text, man. Just read the text. And I read the text. So I've done it tens of times. And I've discovered, I even remember a little bit from time to time. So that's what I'm talking about, that Megillah Nikrei Sefer became part of Kisei HaKadosh. Igeris, of course, is something else. Igeris is a letter. A letter, of course, is something which doesn't have the same quality. I want to read the Lashon HaRambam. A Sefer means something which is a Netzach. The Rambam Lashon is, once it was accepted, Kisei HaKadosh, Shari Kayemes, Kechavishim, Shetera, Ukehilos, Torah, Shemapet. This is a wonderful Lashon of the Rambam that needs separate explication for another occasion. But the Lashon HaRambam, that the Megillah is like Chavishikum Shetera, like the Allah is the Torah Shemal Peh. The Pasuk says, at the end of the Megillah, if you look at Perek Tes, if you have the Megillah, you can actually see it, Al-Kain, Karu, Layam, Meilim, Purim, Hashem, Apur, Al-Kain, Al-Kol, Divrei, Ha-Igeres, Azos. But then subsequently, in Perek Tes here, Pasuk Chav Tes, Then it says, "Vatichtov Esther Amalka Bas Avichayo." And Mordechai Yehudi is called Togdah. V'kai Mesigeras Apurim Azos Hashenis. But only at the close of the Megillah, if you have a Megillah, you don't have it. U'Ma'amar Esther Kiyam Dibrei Apurim Eile V'Nichtov Basefer. So at the end of the day, it becomes a sefer. And you know that Esther, Gabe, if you have any issues, you'll ask Gabe. He knows all these Gemaras. Baruch Hashem, what a wonderful accomplishment. That Esther had two requests of the Chachamim. One request was Kisuna the Doros. And one request was Kvonu the Doros. Establish as the Megillah, or Yomtiv, a Purim as a Yomtiv. The other one should be included in Kisya HaKodesh. And now I just want to talk a little bit about what I call the Sefer that is hidden inside the Igeris. And you'll see what I mean in a few moments. Let's start with Tainus Esther. What are the origins of Tainus Esther? Where does it come from? Is Tainus Esther the same as all the other Taniyos that we know, the familiar? They're not. Why not? Why is it different? Because? What was that? All the others are related to the Beis HaMikdash. Excellent. This is Rabbi Gerari, my Rebbe. And all the others are related to the Chumash HaMikdash, to Avelus, Mashenk, and Tainus Esther. Not at all. The Machlokes of Rishonim exactly regarding the source of Tainus Esther. I'm not going to go into that. That needs a separate discussion. But whatever the case is, it's clear that there are many kulas that apply to Tainus Esther that don't apply to other Taniyos. That's what the Rabbah writes. We got the Ubros and Minikos, women who are pregnant, women who are nursing, because it doesn't have the same enormity as all the other Taniyos that are Taniyos Shel Avelus, Shel Tzar. The Eshkol, the Sefer Eshkol, whoever the Mechaber is, probably the Ravid. So the Sefer Eshkol writes the Tainus Shel Simcha. It's a different kind of Tainus than the other Taniyos. It doesn't have the same kind of status. Actually, I just want to read a Lashon that's found in the Rosh. The Rosh actually beginning of Masechet Megillah. The Gemara says, and you remember, Yud Gimel Zman Kiru Lakolhi, the Rosh interprets the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tainus when he fought against Amalek, and he brings a number of interesting positions to support this whole idea. But that's not what I'm talking about. I want to show you what I consider to be the Sefer that's hidden in the Igeris. Why does it not appear to be a Sefer? Is the Shem Hashem found in the Megillah?
No.
Who says that, by the way? Ibn Ezra. He has a whole theory that he propounds regarding why the Shem Hashem is not found. Many Rishonim mention this, and somehow, if one were to read the Igeris, one might get the impression that it's Lahavdil, like out of some Persian. Anyone here read Persian literature? I guess not. Okay, I won't. It must be smart to call it Rav Elul.
You watched the Persian movie?
But if you examine the Megillah, it appears to be just a tale that could very well happen. There's no overtly, doesn't seem to be elements of religion involved, and if anything, what we see at the very beginning is what Ahasuerus is playing for 180 days, if you remember. Baharoso is Osher Kvo Machuso, V'yes Yikar Teferes Gudu Haso, Yamin Rabim, Shemonu V'mas Yom. 180 days we have this party, and of course, Vashtiyot Hados Eimones. Wine is flowing, how shall we put it? Freely. The whole Megillah is saturated with gluttony, uncontrolled drinking. That's what you see throughout the entire Megillah. Of course, that's what Mr. Brewer mentioned. That's the connection to wine. But basically, it's what I call, in simple English, an orgiastic society, where people have gone berserk. And it's reduced to one dimension. What dimension is that? The present moment. That which satisfies me now, which is basically most of the world today. They're just interested in the here and now, and have no other interest whatsoever. Obviously, orgiastic man is not reflective, is not soul-searching in nature. He seeks only pleasure and happiness of a fleeting nature of the present moment. You know, you're probably familiar with the Ramban regarding Esav. You remember that pasuk that the Ramban refers to when Esav sold the Bukhara to Yaakov? You recall that? The Yaakov Machal Esav. Why are you looking this way or that way? What does he sell to Esav? What does Esav sell to Yaakov? Lechem Zaldoshim. And now take a look at the next series of verbs. Vayochal, Vayesh, Vayokam, Vayelach, Vayibes. Ramban already is on top of that. He's not the only Rishon. Maybe Rishon are on top of that. Possibly. But whenever you have a series of verbs like that, that tells you something. That's how you have to read the text of the Torah very carefully. But Ramban says he compares it to a Zolo Vosove. You know Ben Sari Ramara? Zolo Vosove. What is the only interest in? All day? Papagayos for breakfast, papagayos for lunch, and papagayos for supper. Eat all you can. Achilo Gasa. Both days in Texas. That's what you got to do. That's what it's all about. Incentivization. Miftzaim. Workout challenges. Anyway, kids are, you're going to work out in public IOs. It's going to work out. The kids are, so I'm talking about is the geres is a total lack of tznius. When you read the text of the Megillah, that's what you see. A complete and total lack of tznius. No modesty, whatever. Zirach is actually one of the psukim. And you remember, I always get a kick out of this. Shisha chadoshe b'sheven amor. I mentioned it. Could you imagine spending 6 months in a Revlon vat? You know what a Revlon vat is? What's a Revlon?
I have no idea.
Perfume company.
A perfume. Correct. You go and immerse. Like you're going to do, about to do, tefillah, as opposed to a mikveh mayim. You can do tefillah in a Revlon vat. You stay there for 6 months. Shisha chadoshe b'sheven and amor. That's what the pasuk says. Unbelievable. And as you know, Chazal talking a lot about this. Chazal compare the pageant of Ahasuerus to the is an echo of Baal Peor. You remember Baal Peor? Probably don't remember it. Thank God. Chazal described harlotry and all types of lusty pleasures of the flesh that were apparently very much in vogue. And that's what happens when people drink wine. And the like. Anyway, the point I'm saying to make is there's a total lack of modesty personified by who? By Vashti and Ahasuerus. That's the Igeres. When you read the text of the Megillah, that's what you see. And furthermore, if you remember, the Megillah highlights actually the pursuit of covet and ego and self-acclaim and self-aggrandizement. It's all over the Megillah. Beharoso es osher kvod machuso v'yesikar teveret b'dolaso yomim rabim shronim ma'as yom. And if you remember, Haman, what's he interested in? Basically, he's on an ego trip. By Yisapir Lehem Haman, it's Tverei Oshro, V'yesuvei Bonav, V'yesasher Gigu HaMelech, V'yesasher Niso, Al Asorim V'yavdi HaMelech. You probably know the Gemara Sahed with your Rav Medivat, I'm sure you're familiar with the Gemara Chelek, the famous Gemara, that Hashem told him, listen, I'm going to give you the opportunity to be Mitayel with me in Gan Eden. You're going to go for a Tiyul, for a Shpatzir in Gan Eden. So what does your Rav say? Mi Marosh! Who's going to be number one? Who's numero uno? And the answer is Donald Trump. Numero uno! He's number one.
Who is Donald?
The answer, of course, is that's what Hashem told him over there in Sanhedrin. I don't think Trump has mentioned Sanhedrin. as far as I know. What a president you have. Wow. They have Arichas Yom B'Shonim. I like him because of Eretz Yisrael. That's why I became a fan of his. I think he is, has all the simonim of the Gemara Chagiga. Of what someone who is considered to be a certain high status, but other than that, he's a fine fellow. They don't actually get me, Rabbi Avik, but you do, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, life basically is one big media event. It's all gaudiness, it's all essentially Fox News. That's what it's all about. Fox News. That's what the Megillah is all about. It's all glitz and glitter. It's my personality and my ego. And I have here psukim at Xerox from the Megillah, but I'm not going to go into it. And what I do want to show you is one other thing. I'll tell you a story. I think I mentioned this. I had a Rebbe in 8th grade, and when he came to the United States, he was at Odom Gold. I didn't know that until Rav Chaim Shulevitz was masking him at his Levaya. I said, Rebbe Zemir, I didn't have a clue who this Rebbe was. I said, Godel Batera. His name was Rav Sharshevsky. Adam Goldman, really a tremendous Talmud Chacham. We didn't have a clue. It was in 8th grade. What do we know? Sometimes people have Rosh Yeshiva that don't even know who they are. Sometimes they have Rabbein. We don't know who they are. I'm talking about the Rabbein in Yeshiva Torah Shraga. T4 all the place. Anyway, so I'm just pointing out to you that there's an unbelievable involvement in the Megillah with all kinds of tapestries. And I don't remember. This is why I'm telling this person. Chur Karpasus Cheles Achuz Bechabibutz Yargavon Al Gidei Chesed Yamud Eshesh Mitot Zahav Chesed Al Ritzafas Bahak Vashesh Vidar Mesochar. That's what said in the Megillah. I've been learning the Megillah since I'm 13. That's why I'm familiar with it. The kids are told the just to indicate to you that there's a strange thing going on. This pasuk and all kinds of wool and hangings and couches of gold and silver and variegated marble. Who knows what? Anyway, so this Rebbe comes to Ellis Island to get into the United States. So the clerk is a Jew, a maskil, not a frum clerk, but one of these maskil who knew Tanakh. So he said, what are you planning on doing here? In Yiddish, the conversation took place in Yiddish. What are you going to do here in the United States? So he said, what do you mean? I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. I was Shanghai. I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. I know how to learn. I'm going to be a rabbi. So he said, really? You're a rabbi? Translate the following pasuk for me. And here's what he asked them. Each word. Chur, karpas, uscheles, achuz, bechad, lebutzi, argoman, al, dile, chesed, yamud, yeshesh, mitot, zahov, chesed, al, ritzafas, bahat. If I were to ask him to translate bahat, even you would have difficulty. Even though you learned the whole Masechet Megillah. And if I asked most rabbis to translate it, including myself, I'd have difficulty with it also. Except I learned the translation in order to answer the question. But I'm just saying. So he asked, the clerk asked him, translate, and he said, start with Bahat, Dar, Socharis. He told me he went into a, almost had apoplexy. He said, I'm not going to get into the country. They won't let me in, this blanky fella. So what does he do? He knew all Shas. So he starts going through Shas. Where is this pasuk found? Where is this word found? Where is that word found? After 8 hours, he was able to put it together. And he got into Ellis Island. And he decided, I'm going to learn Tanakh. When I had him as a Rebbe, he was already older. He knew Tanakh inside out. Backwards and forwards. He also knew Shas, but that's expected, obviously. Who doesn't know Shas? it's like olive base. Anyway, so the... So why am I saying all this? For one reason. Because... Now you take a look at the, that also T4? Anyway, so now you take a look also at the modesty of Esther and Mordechai as opposed to Vashti, Ahasuerus, and Haman, and all those. What a contrast. And this is what I'm talking about, the Sefer B'tocha Igeris. The Igeris itself, you read the text, you don't see anything. But Chazal and Azirach is actually a number of places, a number of Gemaras. Let's start with the famous, it's a Mishnah Pirgavah, you don't have to be... knowledgeable in Shas and Poskim in order to know this. If you remember that the story of Bigson Baseresh, you know those two characters. So what happened over there? What's the story? What was that? Correct. And who discovered that plot because he knew 70 languages? Mordechai. And Esther was the one who reported it. As a result, the king's life was saved. But does she take credit for it? No. That's a tremendous madrega of someone who is able to be honest and to acknowledge that it's not my chiddush, the chiddush of Soloveitchik, the chiddush of somebody else. That's a tremendous madrega.
But there's Shiva when you wrote the sefer on the Soloveitchik.
T4.
Thank you.
No.
One moment, please. Valtilbash Esther Malchus. So the Gemara says in Megillah, what did she wear? It seems like on the surface, the Igeris tells us she wore very stately, queenly-like clothing. The Chazal said, Lavshoso, Ruach HaKodesh. Underneath those garments was Kedusha, was a Ruach HaKodesh. Basically, what do you see from Mordechai and Esther? A totally different type of behavior. Total modesty, total tznius, total Kedusha, total unbelievable... Messias Nefesh, Chaklal Yisrael, and the Rishonim talk a lot about this. Because I'm saying the following. I'm saying that you have an Igeret, you have a letter, and the text of the letter does not really tell us a lot. But there's a Sefer B'tocha Igeres. There's a Sefer hidden beneath the folds of the Igeres. The Gemara says in Chul, and you probably know the Gemara, a very famous Gemara, Kuf Lamates. The Gemara says, Esther ben Atorah Minayin. And the Gemara answers, okay, you're not mechuyav to learn Chulin yet, but eventually you'll get to it. What was that?
Next year.
The yeshiva will probably not be learning Chul next year, but that is a separate discussion. Probably we'll be learning Maseches Gittin. It looks like that's what the Kohen is going to learn as well. Kach ne'amar le'idei Hagoyin or Abdavi Milashlita. But anyway, so the... and maybe a Chabur in Chulin for those who want to join it after they finish learning Gittin. But Banochi Haster Asti Pana Bayom Ahu means basically... Hashem is concealed in the Megillah. His name does not appear there, as I pointed out to you before, in the name of the Ibn Ezra. And one can actually superficially read the drama as a scene from some swashbuckling Persian episode. That's how you can read the text of the Megillah. But when you read it more carefully, what do you see? The Sefer that's hidden in Tokhei Geras. You see the Yad Hashem that more or less controlled the entire Megillah from beginning to end, the overriding sneers of Mordechai and Esther. You see, shows you the Sefer within the Igeres and the Megillah. And that's why, if you remember, the Chazal say, Rashi quotes in the Chumash, the second Luchas remained. Why? Because they were given B'tznius. The first Luchas, Rashi says, were given B'fumbi, And ein l'chad yafim l'atznius. The greatest quality that a person can have is to be modest and try to be under the radar, as it were. That's how we look to, if you ever met Dodi Yisrael, all of them are unbelievably tzanua, incredibly tzanua. Asalveitchik Zatzal was one of the most tzanua people I ever met in my entire life. He never spoke about himself. There was no issues, no T4 issues, none of that. It was not existent. Never. Only spoke about others. Whenever he had a beautiful kiddush, he would say sometimes, I have a suffix, if it's my kiddush or my father, by the way, he described it to his father. Yeah, not even a mitzat kibbut avayim, and maybe mitzat some other dinim, but the point I'm trying to make is that we have to develop these inner qualities that are critical. That is the sefer b'tocha igeres. If we work on these areas, halavai will be zochei v'es Hashem, la Yehudim ha'yisrael v'simcha v'sasa v'ikar, came to your love.